Last thing I want to ask you about is rectal cancer, particularly the R04 NSABP study. Get an update on that. But also, anything new in terms of surgery for rectal cancer? And again, what's your take in terms of the quality of surgery that's being done and maybe some areas, you know, that could be improved?
We'll go to the NSABP R04. That's the trial, you know, that's looking at randomization for surgically resectable rectal cancer with capecitabine with radiation versus kinesin fusion 5-FU with radiation and then plus or minus oxaliplatinum. That trial is accruing well. It's accruing around 25 to 30, closer to 30 patients a month. It's part of a national agenda, which I think is very important, which includes an ECOG trial that's looking at patients who undergo rectal resection and then postoperatively can receive FOLFOX or FOLFOX plus bevacizumab, very similar to the NSABP adjuvant colon trial that closed a little while ago, CO8. So that's the NSABP trial, and it's part of a national agenda with ECOG looking at FOLFOX and FOLFOX plus bevacizumab, ECOG 5204. The issue about techniques in rectal cancer, there is going to be a national trial that will be comparing open rectal resection to laparoscopic rectal resection.
Who's doing that?
ACOSOG trial, very similar to the colon trial that was done several years ago. So we should get some answers about the issue related to open versus laparoscopic to see whether they're equivalent in terms of survival like the colon study showed. You know, we've kind of reached a plateau in the technical aspects of rectal cancer. And certainly there's been emphasis on sphincter sparing type techniques. What we really need in rectal cancer and in colon cancer still is better systemic treatment, and which is occurring, and again, which you're going to hear at this meeting, GI Symposium, being able to select out individuals based upon their gene expression profiling, again, being presented by Mike O'Connell and the group at the NSABP, getting ready to reproduce on the colorectal side what's been reproduced on the breast side with Oncotype and the gene expression profiling. Based upon gene expression profiling, who's going to respond to therapy and what type of therapy are they going to respond to? That's where the paradigm shift should be today. Better treatment, and then who should we treat, who should we not treat based upon gene expression profiling, and who's going to do well based upon this gene expression profiling and this gene expression. Who do we give FOLFOX to based upon this gene expression profiling? Who do we give FOLFIRI to? And hopefully in the future, neither one of those drugs, because we're going to have better drugs to answer these questions. That's where this paradigm shift should go. It is going in that direction.